Hello, folks, and welcome to a new episode of Sun FM, where it is bright and sunny in our studios, and we hope that you are having the same day as well. My name is Eldon.
My name is Diana.
And welcome back to school, guys. Yeah, I know, some of you guys...
Yay!
Yeah, yay, I guess, because some of you guys... I'm not really excited about school. I mean, kind of. I mean, are you excited for school though, Diana?
The break was a little short. So
yeah,
it was much needed, but I think we just want to get this sem done.
Done.
For the real break, you know?
I know, right? I cannot wait for that to happen.
The real break. I know, yeah.
Yeah, even though like the title suggests for this video is like back to school type of episode. And I know it's been a couple of weeks since this semester has started. So this episode will mostly sort of like a review.
Yeah, for like basically.
For the last semester. Not last semester, like our life
for
before
the past
our
few.
Sem break. Yeah, for the past few weeks.
Yeah.
I mean, for the past few weeks, how have you been, Miss Diana?
Well, a little tired. A little
since you mentioned
overwhelmed.
I guess
you
that
know,
is the same case.
I think I speak for everyone.
Yeah,
I say
of course.
That we have a lot of assignments to deal with.
Oh my god.
So the pressure is on.
Don't get me started with assignments.
Oh my god.
Because like the fact that for this semester I have only 4 subjects.
Yeah, same.
And like before the semester start at the beginning of the semester, I thought like, oh, okay, it's only 4 subjects, so it's like not much of a problem, because I feel like, oh, it's quite chill. It's like nothing too much to do.
Yeah.
But then to my surprise, like when we actually like go into the semester, like a lot of assignments and, you know, like online
just
things.
Piling.
Yeah. So and some
intense.
Like some subjects have like 5 or 6 assignments.
Oh my god.
Yeah, I was like, okay, but I just have to like do it.
Same, you just have to do it, you know? We have like for CMAT students,
mm-hmm.
we have these like music videos coming up.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a lot of work to do 2 songs and 2 music videos in like 7 weeks.
I think that's a lot of work.
It's
a lot of technical work, especially like recording, filming.
Yeah, and it's a group
and planning.
Project, you know? We all
oh
know how
God.
That is.
We all know how that will go when it comes to group projects.
Exactly.
Some members are not really good in responding. I mean, of course, I think we speak for, you know, most of the students. So I think all of us have the same life, actually.
They're a test of patience to me.
And then,
a test
you know, like,
of patience.
When you like ask questions on your WhatsApp group, they're like, okay, have you like finished this part? And then everyone just seeing your messages, you'll be like,
okay.
Like, okay. So, yeah, technically, like you said, the break was very much needed, actually, because...
I think so.
Even
think
though
just
it's
like a
quite short
break.
Yeah.
And
like
then
a short
in a little,
getaway.
Like, I think a couple weeks later was Deepavali break also a little bit there.
Yeah.
So,
and then it's still okay to manage, actually. At least for me.
Yeah, same. Now we are back to school and we have like... face-to-face classes, right? I don't know. Do you have any face-to-face classes for your class?
I have. Actually, for all of my subjects, we have hybrid classes now. We have both physical and online classes. But since I'm in Sabah now, so I cannot really go to, you know, the campus right away. Yeah, so it's quite a bummer because I can see, like, a lot of my friends started to, like, go to campus. Obviously, I miss campus so much because I haven't been to campus for almost a year now.
Yeah.
And then somehow I have to wait for another month before I can actually fly to Selangor.
Yeah.
So
that's so sad.
the whole of Sunway have to wait for my presence, I guess.
For your presence to grace us with it, you know?
Yes.
Grace. I'll put a carpet for you when you come.
Oh my god, please do. The red carpet. I think remember they have like red carpets whenever like VVIP come to our campus.
I know. We should just roll it out for Eldon, you know?
Yeah, I'd be like,
hello, do you not know who this is? The host of Sun FM?
Follow now you know.
On our social media, by the way. Anyways.
And now you know. Yeah, true. Yeah, good.
But I will say though, like going back to campus, I feel like, you know, I feel like a lot of our international friends, you know, overseas who can't come back yet, probably feel the same as well. Like, I have a classmate, Yuto Yamaguchi, shout out to my boy.
Shout out to Yuto Yamaguchi.
He's in Japan. And we're not sure when he's coming. So it's like, when we have group stuff, it's so sad to like, you know, one person in Zoom and then everybody's there.
It's like in campus.
Yeah. So it's
it feels
like
odd.
Sad. Yeah, yeah. It's a little weird. Like, it would be so fun to have him there, you know? So can't wait for our friend Yuto Yamaguchi to come back to Malaysia.
To finally join you guys, you
to
know?
Finally
like,
join us.
Hang out together. So, that would be very fun.
Yeah, and it's also fun to see, like, our classmates in real life and, like, actually get to, like, face-to-face conversation.
Like, safely, meet each though. Other. Yeah, safely. SOP, apply, all right? You know? 1 meter distance. But anyways, like, speaking of fun, what did you actually do for, like, our semester break?
Oh my god, I was moving house, so I wasn't really having fun.
That's not fun, that's very tiring.
It's so tiring. And
the
we had
cleaning,
like,
oh my god.
Assignments due. So, you know, you just have to like get it done even though you're on break. Because a student's life, a student's work never stops.
Okay? Never stops. Except
it never ends. You just do it in your free time.
Yeah. And then somehow you were moving houses.
Yeah.
The planning, the cleaning, everything. The rearranging.
Exactly. The carrying, the moving.
You're already like, you know, physically tired from all the, you know, picking up stuff and then moving it to your new house. And then somehow you have like mentally drained for your assignments. Oh my god.
It's very tiring. So, you know, but it is what it is.
It is what it is.
It's like that. Like, you know.
Especially for a student, it's like that.
Yeah, it is like
that. I mean,
that.
We can complain, but you just have to like, you know, get yourself back together and then
exactly.
just like, go with it.
And just keep going, you know, keep swimming.
Just so, keep swimming. Shout out to Dory.
What did you do during your sem break?
I did a lot of exploring, actually, and a lot of hiking.
Ooh,
because, yeah,
that's
because,
nice.
Because like before the semester break, I have been in my house, in my room for like a long time. And I feel like I don't know, I feel like I need to go out instead of just like staying at home because I've been staying at home for like most of the time because of school and, you know, schoolwork. There's a lot of stuff to do, lah. So like the semester break is like really fun. It was really fun for me because I get to like go out with my friends. Finally, I enjoy some of, you know, nature.
Yeah.
Like, went swimming. So it was fun. It was fun. But yeah, that's about it. Nothing too special about my sem break. It's just like a normal getaway.
That's cool. So, that's
so
fun.
Yeah. So like, even though it's like a back to school situation now, and you know, like some people went back to campus earlier, just like you said, like shout out to your friend in Japan, still in Japan, but like even for me, some of our students, our friends are back to campus and you know, just like you said, physical classes are there now. So
yeah,
I'm sure that, you know, I'm sure that campus now is like a bit merrier than before because people are, you know, started to going to school, like meeting each other up.
Like going to campus now, it's like actually full rather than like during MCO when there was still certain restrictions that were lifted. You could go back to campus and it would be kind of empty.
Yeah.
But now it's like there's people everywhere.
Yeah.
And like, you know, all these restaurants are getting packed again and everything just kind of looks like it's getting back to normal sort of. But like people with masks and like more physical distancing and stuff, you know. So it's nice. The atmosphere is nice coming back to campus. But it can be a bit, I guess, a bit complicated in the hybrid classes, you know, because some classes only can handle a few people. So big classes, they will have like only a few people go to campus and the rest will be online. So I think, you know, like it's quite a difficult task to pull off properly, especially like for our lecturers and for like the students and like being in this class, you know. And I think, you know, we're all trying our best and it's still the best experience that we can make it, you know. So
for now,
you know, we adapt to the situation and we try our best, but
that's the way,
you know.
But that's the way.
Shout out to all the lecturers and, you know, for putting in so much effort into making these classes.
I mean, though we feel tired sometimes from online classes, I mean, of course, it's the same situation for lecturers too, because like a lot of preparation has to be done on their side.
Exactly.
So, And Diana, you have been going back to campus, right?
I have a couple times.
I saw your Instagram stories.
Yes. I went to campus mostly for our applied musicianship classes, which is basically band class. It's really fun. But we also had like a film screening for music history a couple weeks ago, and that was interesting. We got to sit in the film room. So it was fun.
It sounds fun.
It was really fun.
I want to go there.
Yes.
Can I go there? I'm not a music student.
Oh, you have to be part of SOA.
I am under SOA, so...
So you can!
Okay, see you guys there in the film room watching, you know, music history lessons.
So it's really fun. But it's really cold at campus still.
the aircons.
It's a fun time to be, and I also feel like, but I also had classes where I was online and my classmates were in face to face, and it was a little hard sometimes because, you know, like when one person is talking and everyone has their devices, so when you unmute you can hear the speakers and everything starts ringing, so you get like technical issues during, like, there's a lot of technical issues with these online and hybrid classes. I'm sure you guys understand what I'm talking about. It just gets really exhausting.
You'll be like repeating the same thing, like, can you hear me?
Can you hear me?
Like, give me a second. And then all of the lecturers and all of the students are like, you know, busy doing their stuff, trying to reconnect online. So like, it's good that you can go back to campus. I'm sure you miss that. And
I do. Yeah. I miss the vibes. I do.
And
I can't wait for you to come back. So that we
I will soon. We can? Yes. Hang out. And yeah, I mean, things is pretty much the same for me because I'm still here and online. So yeah, hopefully I can be back. Not hopefully, like, I will be back soon. Like in a month.
Time passes faster until we can.
Yeah, and then like somehow this semester is almost about to end, so I cannot wait it to be. And actually I have been in, you know, semester break mode again. But I cannot... Actually, to be honest, I've been slacking with my studies a little bit. But yeah, I still have to like keep up my pace for now.
Yeah, you know, like this is the time where it's getting close to the end. So everything's piling up. I have four deadlines in like 1 week.
Me too. Oh, yo.
It's horrible.
The due date is like very packed.
Yeah.
And then somehow like
in
1 week, I have like 3 submissions. And then like...
Exactly.
Aside from submissions, we have like online tests, like online discussions. So yeah,
and you have to coordinate outside of class hours. Yeah, and you have to go and get your groupmates together. Oh my God.
I have to like really manage my time now.
Yeah, it's really time to like...
Yeah, I can. I hardly online now. Like, even if I'm on my phone, it's going to be like...
Work.
For a couple of minutes. Yeah, it's going to be like a couple of minutes and then checking my Google Doc. And then that's it. And then I'll be going back to my laptop and start doing things. So,
yeah.
I'm still, you know, juggling all of my responsibilities at once. I'm trying to maintain a well-rounded lifestyle here, but
yeah,
the situation now is not allowing me to do so.
Yeah.
I have to study. I have to like prepare myself for exams, for this and that.
Yeah, it's a lot.
It's so tiring, yo.
Yeah, it is. It's a lot. It's a lot to deal with. But, you know, we have the whole semester break to look forward to and, like, to get some much-needed rest because we deserve a break.
Yes.
I might sleep for 2 days straight after this semester.
Oh, my God. Can I join you?
Please. Let's because have a nap party.
Yeah. Oh, that would be fun. This is a sleepover party. And then we can, you know, screen record the whole thing. And then there'll be, and then after that, the file will be like, what, 5 gigs of videos. It's too long.
But yeah, it's really, I understand. It's a lot of pressure. It's a lot of assignments to deal with. And it's, you know, you want to do the best you can. And there's like some of us who are like scholarship students, like myself. Mm. And like, there's a lot to like uphold, you know?
Yeah, like I mean, especially for scholarship students, I think there has to be like a standard that you guys have to like achieve.
Yeah,
I think.
So some scholarships is like the requirement is 65%, 70%. So it really, like, your grades really matter. And so during a time like this, especially when things are so weird and the pandemic was getting worse and it's just, like, mental, like, strain.
Yeah.
And then you have this added pressure and then you have your outside of uni pressures, you know. So it's just, it's a lot. It's a lot to deal with.
Like, even though it's a lot to deal with our school life, you know, guys, it's important to have a break in between.
Yes,
important to have that break. You deserve
self-care.
That break. Yes, self-care 101. Okay, you hit it from here first. Not the first lap, but you hit it from here.
Multiple times, but
multiple
we're going to say
times,
it again.
Actually,
you need to take a break and stay hydrated, you guys. It's really...
Yes, get that
it's
rest.
It's really important to take care of yourselves and put yourselves first.
Mm-hmm. Among other things.
Exactly.
Eat well, sleep well. You know, just look at things at the positive note and you'll be fine.
Exactly.
Because, for me, even though, like, there's a lot of things going on around me, but I still, you know, try to be positive at all times. Like, I still, like, hee-hee-ha-ha, the whole thing. I just, like, you know, keep laughing at the whole situation. Like, I don't really care, but actually just, you know, get your mind off from things that bugs you.
Yeah, I feel like
refresh yourself and then you can just reboot, I guess. Reboot and restart yourself.
Yeah, I feel like that is also something that takes up a lot of, like, your strength. So it is also important to have downtime to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where you can just shut off.
A little me time.
Yeah, you know, do something that really calms you down.
Yeah.
And, you know, really loves yourself.
You know,
so
make yourself a coffee.
Yeah, you
make
know
yourself
something?
Coffee, sit down, and then watch Toy Story.
Oh my god, is that your comfort plan, your routine?
Yes, I love Toy Story so much.
My comfort routine these days has been to watch Hell's Kitchen.
Oh, I love Hell's Kitchen. I used to love Hell's Kitchen.
Oh, I love that show.
You know, sometimes when you need that motivation, you just like go on that show and then you
Gordon
can hear
Ramsay
like
yelling at
Gordon Ramsay
people.
Yelling at people, and then you'd be like,
no.
What just happened? And then you suddenly have this urge to, like, you know, do better.
Yeah. Somehow I end up doing my assignments after that because then I'm
like,
okay,
boom, 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 boom.
It's time to do something. Oh my god.
Gordon Ramsay. Freaking Gordon Ramsay.
Motivational speaker.
What are you doing? TED Talk, I guess.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Man. I really wonder how everybody else is also feeling coming back to school these days. Because
I hope.
It's wild, you know, maybe for some people who've been really used to staying at home, now it's like a big change. You have to go out, you know. Or maybe like some people who are still like, it's okay because I'm still at home, like on online like, classes, you know.
Whatever.
Like maybe they really enjoy it. And I'd really like to know how everybody is doing.
Yeah, me too. Because obviously like everyone experience different things.
Exactly.
You know, different perspective about things. So it's interesting to know that. And you know, like semester, but you know, fret not everyone. Hang in tight, hang in there because the semester is about to because the semester is about to
end.
It's around 3-4 weeks. It's
I think it's
about 1 month now.
About 3 weeks.
Yeah, give or take. So like what do you expect? For your like, what are your plans? What are your expectations? Like, what do you expect? Like for your next sem break, like the final break, not the final, like the long break before another new semester.
I'm really excited that it's a long break. My plans are mostly to sleep a lot.
Same.
And probably play games, cause I really have been. I usually play games, but they're not like. I'm not like a gamer. I just play
like
for fun. But
yeah, play for
I play
fun.
Stardew Valley, so I really like am excited to get back on my farm. So I'm also excited to just, you know, have fun during my sem break and just go on Stardew Valley and rest until I start feeling restless so that I can go back to school.
Go back to your Yeah, that's great. I mean I think it's the same for me too. I'm just going to like rest a lot. And then maybe I will sleep for, you know, like 2 days straight.
Yeah, but 2 days straight.
I'm not like, I'm not exaggerating. Like, I will do that. Watch me.
You should. Like, I've done it before. It's amazing. You just keep going back to sleep.
Like, I want to, but I think my dad or my mom will like, boom, 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 wake up. But
I think my mom would get very concerned.
Yeah. They'd be like,
what is happening?
It's not coming out, but okay. So, I think, other than sleeping, I would, you know, do some explorations, I guess. I love going out. I really love going out. You know, like
nature lover.
Yeah, I love nature so much. I love going out, you know, like experience different things.
Yeah.
You know, just like expand my horizons and my viewpoint on a lot of things. I love that. So, yeah, because like, after this semester break, this long semester break, next is going to be my internship semester. Is that how you call it?
That's so exciting.
I am about to go to work.
She a working girl.
She said corporate life.
Corporate lifestyle.
She said corporate. She said LinkedIn. She said professional.
She said LinkedIn profile in her bio.
She's connections. But yeah, because like because I'm going for an internship next semester and I think it's going to be more tiring than this semester. So I really need to like and really 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 need to enjoy myself before, you know, I go back there again, go back to Sunway and then you know, start working.
Yeah.
So it's basically I'm
exciting.
One step away from graduating, I guess. Oh my god, I feel so old now.
How do you feel about that? Like, is this like exciting for you or is this like terrifying?
Like which one? For the
like this whole internship and getting closer to graduation.
It's a mix of both actually. I feel excited, but at the same time I feel a bit scared because you are going to a, you know, like
you're
an actual
working world,
like actual working environment. So you couldn't really expect what to happen. And I think I have to like really equip myself with a lot of knowledge, so I don't like disappoint or like embarrass myself because I want to leave a legacy. I'm just kidding, not legacy. I want to leave good impressions, obviously. Uh-huh. So
yeah, I mean, like, whatever it is, you get experience, and you know, you go
experience
through it.
Help us
experience
grow.
Really, really helps you progress as a person, and I feel like this is going to be really good for you.
Yeah, true.
Growing into adulthood. You know?
I'm not ready
getting
for
into
that.
It. You know, we're getting there.
I'm going
there.
To run
it's
away
happening.
From my responsibilities.
The train is moving, but we're on the elliptical trying to run. Yeah. We're on a treadmill, you know? In the train.
But in like the 1% speed.
Like, walking speed. Zero incline.
That's fairly easy. But yeah, like, all in all, I feel more excited rather than scared, like, actually, because obviously it's a new thing for me. It's not like I've never worked before, but since it's like a different setting, it's like in a corporate, like in an office. I've never worked in an office, like in an actual office before.
I think
it's going to be a little bit new and different for me. So hence, I feel like, wow, I am that...
Yeah,
like, I am really doing that.
Yeah,
like this is
you really
it.
Are.
So yeah, how about you?
That's so exciting.
Enough about me.
My next semester is a short semester, so
oh,
I'm
bless
excited
you.
That it's short.
Uh-huh. 3 months, and then you just peace out.
And then I peace out, and then,
it's
like
3 months
a short
by.
Break. But I don't know. I'm mostly excited to just see what. I'm going to be doing next semester. Not excited about the pressures of the grades again, but you know, I'm just going to pretend it's not existing until I get to sem break. Until I get to like the last week of sem break where I have to like mentally prepare myself for this next semester. But I'm so excited for you though. That is so exciting to go through
an
internship. And like your whole cohort also internship, right? That's so exciting.
Yeah, like all of us, like especially my cohort, everyone's just like spreading out to different places to work.
Wow. What field are you going into?
I actually venture in the PR field.
Ooh.
He said public relations.
Public relations.
I really hope like our station manager would accept us. Not us, like accept me. To our PR department after this. When I'm not a host anymore, but I hope Dan hears this. But anyway, yeah, I've been doing PR related work lah for next semester. So there's like a lot of writing, a lot of planning to do, but
yeah
it's fun. It's fun. I love
exciting
PR.
Nonetheless.
Yes, very exciting.
Yeah, it's just more experiences for you to have in your package that is Eldon.
This is
the
Eldon
package.
The Eldon package.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's really cool. I don't know. I'm just really, really excited for the sem break, to be honest.
Me too. Because you know, it feels like it's so close but yet so far away. That
right.
is what is the feeling that I'm
it
getting
does.
Right now? Because it's
I'm
like
feeling that
it's
too.
Like 3 weeks away, but you feel like
it feels like it couldn't
yeah,
come
you
any
cannot,
faster, you know?
Yeah, like you cannot wait for it. Like you have to like you want it to be like
yeah. And
I want
like,
it right now. I want the break right now.
Exactly, and you're stuck deep in your assignments, and you're just so tired, and you just can't wait to like take
I
a break.
Just,
you know, like
I just really want to get this over with. And
exactly,
then, you know, like,
I feel
day.
Guilty whenever I take breaks now because I'm like,
no,
I need to get
too.
Work done. I need to get stuff done.
Me too.
It's just I just want a guilt-free break, you know,
yeah, like,
without feeling bad about not doing my assignment.
Same, because like, you know, like whenever I want to take a 30-minute nap,
yeah,
and when I wake up, it's like 2 hours has passed. I'd be like, what? How on earth can a 30-minute nap turn into a 2-hour nap?
No, actually, that happens to me all the time, so I just don't take naps anymore. I just close my eyes for like 30 minutes. I just...
But yeah...
It's just, it is what it is, you know?
It is what it is.
It is what it is.
It is what it is.
We'll get through it. Mm-hmm. We'll survive it. Mm-hmm. And we'll have a really good break.
Hopefully. Fingers
and
crossed.
Since the restrictions are more lifted, maybe we'll have an even better break than we had mm-hmm. before. Mm-hmm. So I'm really excited for that. I'm excited to go on trips. I'm excited to see my friends at restaurants again. Like, that's so exciting to me, which is like something I never like thought I would be excited for, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So yeah,
it's finally nice. It's really nice, like, finally go out with your friends. And somehow, like you said, restaurants are getting packed now, so like the vibe is like there already.
Yeah, it feels
instead of like
sort
before
of
this
normal.
You were like, you know, taking like takeout.
Yeah, like, just
order
only takeaway
online.
Or delivery.
Yeah.
Like, so
for
weird.
Now you can,
like a dystopian universe.
I know, right?
I know. It's, I and know. Like even now it's like we're in a simulation. You're scanning everything. But
bruh.
Yeah, and Sunway Pyramid is banging.
It is? Is it?
It is. No la, I mean it's really like fun to like walk around there nowadays.
Wait. Is the Squid Game doll is the doll still there?
I don't know what that thing is about. Like I was just like why? But you know what? I was also really excited when I went back to campus.
Mm-hmm.
Was when I saw the robot waiter at Shah's.
Oh, wow. Yeah. I actually saw a couple of my friends posted that. They'd be like, wow, Mama, but upgrade.
It really
like,
it's
is. It's
the Mama next to Rock Cafe. So
yeah.
We have this cafe, Rock Cafe is like this huge cafe near our university. And there's like, next to it is this Nasi Kandar Mama place. So where you get like Mama food. And it was just... It was so fun. I went there with my mom and there was like a robot waiter just like moving around with the food. We were just like, okay.
Wow, upgrade.
That's cool. It's the 21st
century.
Okay.
Mama is stepping their game up now.
Exactly.
You know
what, you guys?
Technology.
Visit to Shaz just to look at the robot.
Technology. Probably the first thing I will do when I get back there is to go
to Shaz to look at the
just
robot.
Just to take a look.
No,
yeah.
You should. You know what? When you come back here after we have your red carpet event, we'll go to Shaz.
All right. You said after party.
After party at Shaz.
Nasi Kandar and robot.
Ooh, take pictures with the robot. Yeah.
I think that is it la for today.
Yeah,
right?
I think that is it for today's episode. I really hope you guys enjoyed it as much as we did.
We do.
And
bruh.
If you did enjoy it, please be sure to follow us on our Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, and Spotify at Sunway FM. And we hope to catch you guys on our next episode. Thank you so much for
watching.
Thank
you, everyone.
Ah!
We'll see you soon. Bye-bye.
Stay safe.